Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about minding your own business. This week I'm going to talk a little bit about a trip I'm getting ready to take and some of the insights I might have related to this. So I've told you before, I have a son who's 22 and he is spending the summer in Los Angeles. He's going out there for an internship. He's doing an internship in music production. And he needs to get his car out there. So we had kicked around the idea, you know, should we rent a car? Should we do something else? Ultimately, what we decide is we're going to have one last sort of father-son road trip from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to Los Angeles, California. And it got me started thinking. And what I started thinking about was the difference between a short trip and a long journey. And here's what I mean. If you've ever taken a longer journey, right? If you've ever gone on a long journey, you'll understand that there's a different approach you have to take than taking a long trip. And so for me, there's actually three or four things that I think make a short trip very, very different than a long journey. And as I was thinking about the trip I'm about to take, I started thinking about these differences and I thought I'd take a moment and share those. So what's the difference between a short trip and a long journey? And I don't mean sort of the obvious, like, well, you know, a long journey is more miles. Like, I got that part. But what makes a long journey different than a short trip? And I think one of the most obvious to me is that a longer journey does not allow you to focus solely on the destination. If I'm taking a short trip, I can start thinking about what I'm going to do when I get there almost as soon as I leave. If I'm taking a 4-hour trip or a 5-hour trip, I can start thinking about what I'm going to do as I'm driving to get there. With a long journey, it's not so much because I can think about what I'm going to do when I'm going to get there. I can think about that today. I can think about it again tomorrow when I'm driving. I can think about it again the next day when I'm driving. But ultimately, it's sort of so far removed. Spending my time thinking about what I'm going to do when I get somewhere 30 hours later probably isn't going to be very helpful. Another difference between a short trip and a long journey is on a short trip, I can be in a hurry. One thing you don't know about me, but I'll tell you, is I drive like a bat out of hell. I like to drive fast. I hate going slow. I hate being behind people. My general approach to driving is get out of my way. Now, I would argue that approach might not even be good for a short trip. It probably gives me ulcers. It probably gives me heartburn I don't need. But I would argue that it's even more counterproductive when it comes to a long journey. Why? Because being in a hurry doesn't make me get there that much quicker. I mean, it does, right? But if I'm taking a 3-hour drive and I shave off 20 minutes, I'm going to feel pretty good about it. If I'm doing a 36-hour drive and I shave off 30 minutes, what have I really accomplished in the grand scheme? Not much. And so there's room in a short trip for me to be impulsive. There's room in a short trip for me to be impatient. Not so much for a long journey. Another thing that I think separates a short trip from a long journey is the need for others. A short trip, I'm not too worried about other people as far as them helping me drive or helping me get there or moral support or any of those sort of things. A long journey is different, right? Technically, theoretically, whatever you want to say, I could have grabbed my 22-year-old and said, hey, guess what? You're driving to Los Angeles. You know, it's 34 hours. Here's a gas card. Good luck. Truthfully, I know a 22-year-old isn't cut out for that yet. That's a long-ass drive. That's a lot of concentration. That's a lot of being places you don't know where you're at. That's a lot of interacting with people you're not familiar with. And generally, that's probably something that's better done in the company and with the support of other people. And so while a short trip might be something I can do by myself, I think a long journey is something at the very least requires the support of others, if not the presence of others. And the final difference between a short trip and a long journey for me is that a short trip allows me to be impulsive. I can wake up tomorrow and decide I'm going to drive to Columbus, Ohio, 3 hours away and go to the zoo. I could wake up and decide we're going to drive 3 or 4 hours away today. A 34, 35, 36-hour drive, a cross-country drive, is not something you do impulsively. You don't wake up and say, you know what, I think I'm going to clock about 2,500 miles on my car this weekend and take off. You don't do that. You have to plan. You have to think ahead. You have to think ahead about how I'm going to get there, where I'm going to stop, how I'm going to get gas, what if something goes wrong, on and on and on. You have to think about these things. A short trip allows you to be impulsive. A long journey requires planning. And so for me, I think when we think about a short trip and a long journey, I think these differences should sort of rise to the top, right? These are things that separate these two. But the question is why does that matter? Why does it matter if I'm taking a short trip or a long journey? Why does it matter if I have to change my approach? And for me, as a psychologist, and I've said before, I tend to see everything sort of through a psychology lens. That's kind of what I do. I see a lot of people who approach their life as a short trip rather than a long journey. And what I mean is, I see parents who raise their kids to be 18 and they don't think about the relationship beyond that. I see couples who say vile and disgusting and nasty things to each other with no regard for how that's going to land in the future. Not the future tomorrow, but the future 4 years from now, 5 years from now. People tend to be very short-sighted. And I think when people are short-sighted, I think people tend to make more impulsive decisions, or they make more short-sighted decisions. They don't think about the repercussions. They don't think about the long-term impact. And that's not what we want. At the end of the day, the life we are on, the life we live, hopefully, knock on wood, is a long journey. Hopefully, it's not a short trip. Hopefully, our life is not something we can impulsively just sort of flip through and then it's over. Hopefully, health and God willing, we have some years ahead of us. We have years we have to plan. We have a journey we need to prepare for. And so for me, as I get ready to embark on my journey with my son, my challenge to you is to begin thinking of your life as a journey, not as a trip, not as a short trip, but as a long journey, as something that requires planning, as something that requires a long view, you know, that we think longer than just this week or this month or this year. We think in 10 years, 20 years, what's my relationship going to be with my kids? Or if I keep saying this sort of stuff to my wife, what's our relationship going to be like in a decade when the kids are gone? I think at some point, it's very helpful to begin viewing our life in the context of a long journey and taking an approach to our life that allows us to prepare for the future and also to be patient as the future unfolds in front of us. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Next week, I'm going to do a little follow-up to this episode, and I'm going to talk about lessons from the road or things I thought about while I was driving to LA or things that popped into my mind. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.